Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 14 is coming up. Hi, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I am your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the amazing, the great, the unequaled, the fantastic blues music that originates from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Well, it's show number 14 of PDX Bluescast. I hope you've had a good week. I've had a week. On this show, you know, I'm probably not going to talk as much as I have in other shows. There's a lot going on this week and today, in fact, and it's that old saying, life gets in the way. And life is getting in the way a little bit, but I still want to do the show. And so I'm going to economize a little bit on the commentary side of things and err on the side of playing you some great blues music. And I don't imagine you're going to have any complaints about that. So we will get started with an artist that we haven't heard from since show number 4, and I just kind of realized that today and gasped privately to myself. The Strange Tones. I haven't played the Strange Tones since show number 4, when they sent me their CD as practically a holiday present. It had a little note on it, said, ho, 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 happy holidays, Pat. And I need to remind you about the Strange Tones, because they're out there playing amazing rock-tinged blues music. That's not the only way to describe it. There's so much, so many elements being fused together to make the Strange Tones music, and even the title of their CD helps to illustrate that. It's called Crimeabilly. It's their second CD. Their first was Stink Bomb, and this is a fairly new record, and a record that you should have in your collection. And to illustrate that fact, let's listen to a little bit of Pinto Squire, shall we, by the Strange Tones.
The front window needs a little repair. The passenger seat, that's a beanbag chair. There's a snow chain stuck on a left rear tire.
Oh, Pinto Squire.
Cruising in the passing lane, I'm burning more oil than Saddam Hussein. You can offer what you want, but you ain't gonna buy.
Oh, Pinto Squire.
We'll be right back.
keep it in second gear. Well, there's a hole in the muffler and it spits out fire.
Oh, Pinto Squire. When you don't want me to do the thing to you, you know it ain't right to treat me this way. You know it ain't right to treat me this way. Whoa, you taking all my money and you go off and play. Oh, you got another man, yeah, and you can't keep it hid. Nobody to tell my business on.
That's Steve Cameron and Dave Mathis, sometimes known as the Blues Police, sometimes known as just Steve Cameron and Dave Mathis. That comes from their CD titled The Blues Police, and it's a little Walter tune called It Ain't Right. Now, these guys, Steve and Dave, were the opening performers at last night's Cascade Blues Association meeting. And I met them afterwards, talked to them, and they were very kind and very eager to have me go ahead and feature their music on the podcast. So I appreciate that. And it's a pleasure because they are stellar musicians. Dave is a standout harp player, gets a great tone. You hear it there on his on that song, and you would have heard it live last night if you'd been there, and maybe you were. Steve is a great acoustic guitarist and does some wonderful work just on that song, but manages to get all kinds of different feels and grooves going, which is not easy when you're just a duo, guitar and harp, but they pull it off very well. And that whole CD, you'll hear more from it in future shows. I can guarantee you that. But it is worth picking up, and it will be linked in the show notes at www.pdxbluescast.com. I want to comment quickly that, yes, last night I was at the monthly meeting of the Cascade Blues Association, and I happened to run into Jesse Samsel, and we played a song by Jesse last week's show, and mentioned that he has a new CD in the works and going to be released soon. And this is going to sound like I'm patting myself on the back. That is absolutely not the point. But Jesse came up and we met for the first time. Not the first time. Anyway, we reacquainted ourselves with each other, and Jesse was so appreciative because just after the podcast came out, he heard from a bunch of people, fans and friends who were very happy to learn that he had a CD coming out soon and wanted to know more about it and wanted to come out and hear the band. And my point being, that's exactly what this whole thing is about. It's just to get the word out in perhaps what is kind of a new way, and that will attract people's attention. And I guess in some cases it's working. And I was really glad that it worked that way for Jesse. And, like I told you last week, he will be getting me a copy of that new CD as soon as it's available. So you'll hear it right here on PDX Bluescast. Okay, now back to the music. Before Steve Cameron and Dave Mathis, you heard the Strange Tones with that cool song, Pinto Squire. And by the way, speaking of blues harp, making a guest appearance on that song was Paul DeLay playing the harmonica there. And boy, when he joins that foursome, sparks fly. Again, if you don't own either Stink Bomb or Crime of Billy by the Strange Tones, you've got to do yourself a favor and pick those up. All right. Now, last week, here we go. I talked about, I even played a track by the Razorbacks, and I promised you more. Well, here comes more. I got a chance to get together with J. Michael Kersey, who was one of the power trio that was the Rockin' Razorbacks. Sometimes they went by the Rockin' Razorbacks. Sometimes they went by the Razorbacks. In any case, they were rockin'. And Michael was great, was just very kind, and pulled together a bunch of vintage material from these guys, stuff that I wouldn't have had a prayer of getting a hold of on my own. And so he got the show, and he understood what I'm doing here and was eager to help out, which I really, really appreciate. And so I am going to give you a little taste, an additional taste of the Razorbacks. We're going to play a couple of Razorbacks tracks back to back, and then we'll even follow with some more cool stuff that is still Razorbacks related, or at least J. Michael Kersey related. So we're going to kick that off with a song by the Razorbacks, and it's called More Love, Less Attitude. And again, you may recognize this because a gentleman named Curtis Salgado has recorded it, in fact, twice. Once on his debut solo record, Curtis Salgado and the Stilettos, and again on his much later Soul Activated CD. But here is the original recorded version. This is the Razorbacks with More Love, Less Attitude.
Say the best things in life are free. That ain't true between you and me. To get an inch, I gotta pay for mine. Like pulling teeth, baby, just to get you to smile. You wanna keep me, baby, here's what you do. You gotta give me more love and less attitude. You gotta give me more love and less attitude. I bought you a dress and a new pair of shoes. Brand new stove that you never use. A ticket to a fancy restaurant.
that you want. When I'm looking for affection, you're just not in the mood. You gotta give me more love and less attitude. You gotta give me more love and less attitude.
Take it around again.
The Razorbacks with Chevy Lovin'. I think that song probably pulls just about every possible innuendo out of the automotive loving analogy that could possibly be devised. That comes from their More Love, Less Attitude album, and so did the one just before that called, oddly enough, More Love, Less Attitude. Hope you enjoyed those two cuts. That is a taste of what the Razorbacks were all about. They have a previous album, their debut album, which J. Michael Kersey was nice enough to provide me a copy of. And so you will probably hear a little more from the Razorbacks on future shows when we feel like going all vintage again. Those songs came from 1986, by the way, kind of the real high point of the Razorbacks' career. Well, just like with any band that breaks up, the members go off and do other things. The Razorbacks were Chris Miller on guitar and vocals, J. Michael Kersey on bass and vocals, and then Jeff Hudis on drums and vocals. Only of those three, only J. Michael Kersey is still here in town. He's a very active musician and entrepreneur, in fact, on the music scene. He's most involved, I think this is true to say, in a band called the Brothers of the Bellotti, which is pretty different from the Razorbacks. It's a very eclectic world music influenced outfit, and they do a lot with the Middle Eastern instruments, the dumbek, the I'm not going to try to pronounce any of the other instrument names, but that gives you a taste anyway, and we'll do a link to their website as well so you can hear what they're all about. But he's done various side projects here and there that are related to the Brothers of the Bellotti, and including a song that he wrote in more of a blues vein, kind of harking back to his roots with the Razorbacks. And this song he recorded with at least some of the members of the Brothers of the Bellotti, but because it was a different enough song and different enough feel, he decided to call this group the Bellotti Blues Band, and he recruited a notable female vocalist here in town to help him out on this tune, and he wanted you to hear it, and I think you will enjoy this. Definitely blues-tinged, definitely cool tune. This is J. Michael Kersey with Duffy Bishop singing his song, Haunted House.
Is there a ghost of a chance to make me feel good on my peppery soul. Watch me call my baby.
That's the Lee Blake Band from their CD Leeway, doing the song I Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Steal My Jelly Roll. That's an old Taj Mahal tune. And the Lee Blake Band is composed of Lee Blake on guitar and vocals and contributing some nasty-toned slide guitar on that tune. That's just tasty stuff. And then J.W. Moore on the drums. And on bass, who is that? Why, it's J. Michael Kersey. Yeah, Michael, in addition to his work with the Brothers of the Bellotti, manages to fit in some time with the Lee Blake Band. And that's a nice, strong bass groove that he's given to that tune. I didn't mention, some of you may also remember Michael from the band that was very big in 1970s, 80s Portland times, called Upepo. Anybody remember Upepo? Oh, boy, I do. Yeah, all I'd have to do for some of you, I know, is just to hum a couple lines, a couple notes from their big local hit, Condo Condo. And, oh dear. But anyway, not blues, not Portland blues, but good stuff nonetheless. Before the Lee Blake Band, you heard Haunted House, which was performed by J. Michael Kersey and the Bellotti Blues Band, and with a little vocal help from Duffy Bishop. Cool little tune, and you know, someday that thing might be released. Right now it's not released, and so you heard it here exclusively on PDX Blues Cast. Now I find opportunities here and now and again to talk about folks who have relocated to the Portland area from other parts, and here's a guy who you could say has come to Portland all the way from Paris. In fact, Frank Goldwasser was born in Paris, but more recently has lived in the Bay Area in California, and then also in Southern California in the LA area, has carved out quite a reputation for himself as a blues guitarist, played with lots of different people, Sonny Rhodes, with the Manish Boys. That's who I saw him with here in Portland at the Blues Festival a couple of years back. But he has moved here to Portland with his family. He's laying low in a way. I mean, he's not rushing out playing lots of gigs, but he is here, and he's getting together with people and getting to know the scene a little bit. It's great to have him here, and I got in touch with Frank, and he was very kind and very eager to have me play some stuff of his on the podcast. And so it's with great pleasure that I'm going to treat you to a couple of Frank Goldwasser Paris Slim tracks. These come from his CD called Blue Jew. And I think you're going to like these. He takes the blues, and he's definitely playing the blues, but he adds textures to it. It doesn't stick to just plain old shuffle stuff. He really makes it interesting. And so we're going to kick off with a song from the Blue Jew record. Listen to that guitar. This is called Feels Like Home.
I need someone to tell. can't stand it. No, I can't stand it, baby. I can't no longer call this house my home. I can't get used to waking up alone. Can you hear me, baby? Can you hear me?
Frank Goldwasser, a.k.a. Paris Slim, with a song called I Can't Stand It from his CD entitled Blue Jew. Did you hear the tablas on that song? That's what I'm talking about, giving interesting new textures to traditional blues song structures. And the tablas there were played by a gentleman named Suhail Kaspar. And boy, I'm sure I butchered that pronunciation, but I did my best. I love what they do for that song in any case. And before that, you heard another song by Frank Goldwasser from that same record. That one was called Feels Like Home. And we hope that Portland feels like home to Frank and that he'll stick around here and make some great music, because what we hear on these tracks, it's all very promising. Love to see him out on the local scene. Playing some music and you know, getting people up and dancing. Thanks again to Frank for providing the music and providing his permission to play it. And you can look forward to hearing some more of his stuff on future shows. Now, speaking of future shows, next week, oh, it's already here. Next week will be our live show with Lloyd Jones right here in the PDX Bluescast studios. I am so excited. It's going to be great. I don't even know for sure what form it's going to take. I know Lloyd's going to bring his guitar. He's going to play a little for us. He's going to sing a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit. And whatever else may happen from there, well, it's bound to be interesting. The guy's got stories to tell. great sense of humor, great singer, great songwriter, and I think you really enjoy it. Now, another thing we're going to do in the course of that show is we are going to give away an autographed Lloyd Jones CD. Lloyd himself is going to draw the winning entry from those who have entered the contest. And by now, I'm sure you're wondering, well, gee, Pat, exactly how do I enter the contest? Because I've got to have my own autographed Lloyd Jones CD. Well, I thought you'd never ask. All you have to do to enter the contest is answer a simple question, at least with a little web searching. It's really simple. Lloyd Jones in the 1980s was in a band with Curtis Salgado, and I want you to tell me the name of that band. That's all there is to it. Find out the name of that band and then send me email to letters@pdxbluescast.com. If you have the correct answer, you will be entered in the drawing, and you could win the Lloyd Jones CD, which, by the way, is autographed. And so you've got that to look forward to. Get your entries in. I've got a few entries already, but let's make that pool even bigger. That'll be very exciting. Lloyd is, he's already got people trying to bribe him to make sure that they choose his entry, but I know he's a stand-up guy. He wouldn't fall for any of that. So come back for next week's show. It's going to be a good one. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. We played some great music. I want to extend my appreciation to all the artists who gave their permission. Thanks so much. I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show. Sending me your feedback. I'm working on getting back to those of you who have contacted me, but I really appreciate each and every note that I get. If you want to send me a note about the show, there are three ways you can do that. You can go to our website at www.pdxbluescast.com and post a comment right there on the blog. You'll notice there's this guy named Terry who does it a lot. And follow in Terry's footsteps and post a message up there. Thanks, Terry, for keeping in touch. You can also send us email to the address I gave you a second ago. That's letters@pdxbluescast.com. You can also, if you are so inclined, you can call up the PDX Bluescast hotline. And we will, unless you tell me differently, we may very well play your voicemail message on the air. To call the hotline, you dial 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave me a voicemail. I'll play it on the air. Everybody will have a good time with that. Lastly, when you go to the website, you'll notice that we have show notes for each show. We have the songs that were played and the artists, and we have links to the artists' websites and to where you can buy their CDs, in most cases anyway, where that's possible. And so I'd like to invite you, please, to check out the artists' websites. Notice, particularly if you're here in town or nearby, notice where they are playing, where you can go out and hear them play live, because you got to do it. Some of these people, all of these people, are just working hard. Some of them weeknights, good Lord, many of them on the weekends, and just kicking out some quality blues. And you need to be there for that. That's the best way to hear this music, and you know that. If you liked what you heard on today's show, well, follow the links to their CDs and pick up a CD or two. You will not regret it. I think I got to be done here. Don't forget, enter the contest, okay? And come back next week for the live Lloyd Jones show. My name is Pat McDougall. I've been your host for PDX Bluescast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. And until then, keep the blues alive.